Wow. That was awful. Yeah, no, genuinely, that was bad. That it's so good. It's such a masterpiece. It's amazing. The fuck do you think amazing means? Okay, yeah, sure. Whatever the fuck you say. Uh-huh. I'll just know better than to let you pick a movie. No, it was good for a laugh. Definitely wouldn't call it Oscar-worthy, but, it was fine. I liked watching it. But I am getting hungry. Do you want any food? Yeah, sure, my treat. Here, I'm gonna get us some drinks and look up whatever is good for delivery around here. Oh, wait, shit. I think there's a Thai place down the street. I've got a coupon or gift card for it. It's in my wallet. Can you grab it? It's on the side table next to the back door. You know, the one that most normal people keep locked? Whatever. What are you looking at? Oh, shit. That's my mom. I'd love to introduce you, but, she passed when I was 13. Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's okay, trust me. Yeah, I'm sure it's been over a decade, I promise. She was sick for a really long time, so it was one of those situations where it was better that she passed than stick around. I promise you're not opening up any fresh wounds. It's all good. Yeah, I get told that a lot, especially after my last haircut. Look just like her. I can definitely see the resemblance. I mean, shit, I'm not complaining. Better her than the other guy. Simon, what are you talking about? Oh, fuck. Shit, yeah, you don't know this. Simon's my stepdad. Yeah, fuck. My mom and biological dad split when I was 3, and he went off to fuck all. But my mom and Simon got married when I was 8. Yeah. And that same year, he officially adopted me, but he's still technically my stepdad. Yeah, you're goddamn right. I was a flower girl, and I did a great fucking job. As long as you ignore the part where I dropped my basket halfway down the aisle and left all the rose petals in one spot. Other than that, I did a great fucking job. So, hang on, wait a minute. You thought Simon was my biological father? Really? I need you to meet Simon again if you genuinely thought I came from that. Yeah, the man's a fucking cement block. Not to mention the everything else about me that looks nothing like him. And listen, even if our regular, like, human appearances didn't give it away, our shifter forms are nothing alike. Yeah, our wolf forms. Mm-hmm. Every shifter, depending on what region you were born in, where your family's from, the whole lineage bullshit, it determines what your wolf form looks like in terms of, you know, what breed it manifests as, for lack of a better term. Yeah, I mean, these days people don't really focus too heavily on what kind of wolf your form manifests as, but I mean, for me, my wolf form looks a lot different than Simon's, and both of ours look a lot more different than Claire's. But, you know, Hazel and Alan, they have a similar form type, and their daughter Isla will also look a lot like the two of them. It kind of makes it easy to identify family units within a pack whenever we're all shifted, you know, running around and shit. Yeah, we shift whenever we can, especially at the den, since it's so secluded. Most of the time we shift for hunts or pack runs or, I don't know, it's just comfortable being in your wolf form sometimes. It's nice. We've just got to be careful when we are shifted, because werewolves are big. I mean, wolves themselves are pretty big, but shifters are massive. And that's not even taking into account some shifted forms are bigger than others. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to describe just in words, because when a lot of people think of wolves, they immediately assume they're the same size as, like, huskies or German shepherds, when they're a lot bigger than that. I mean, with us, it's kind of hard for people to wrap their head around. I mean, listen, with you standing up straight just like this, if I shifted right now, I would practically be at eye level with you. That's how big we get. Really? You wanna see me shift? You're sure? I'm not trying to question you, it's just, like, I meant it. We get big, and it's not like the cartoon dog. Like, it's a wolf. a big wolf. No, I am wearing some shifter clothes, so wouldn't be too hard. Yeah, I don't wear them too often, but whenever I do, it's easier for me to just shift without thinking about, you know, getting undressed or phasing through clothes in, like, a magic-free equivalent. You sure? No, listen, if you're crazy enough to let a shifter come into your house, I'm pretty sure you can handle seeing me in my regular form. Quick question. Did you happen to see me shift for you today, and that's why you're asking? Right, sorry. Didn't mean to assume, just, you know, double-checking, because you never fucking know. Okay, how do you want to do this? Because I can either just shift now, just with you watching, which might be a little freaky, watching all the bones reconstruct themselves, or you close your eyes, and when the shift is done, you will see wolf me. Shut the fuck up. I've never shifted in front of another person to stop giggling. No. Never really shifted in front of another person who wasn't part of my pack. And all of them saw me shift when I was 8 years old, so it's been a while since I'd showed anybody for the first time. It's kind of weird, but then again, you're weird, so I'm not really sure why I'm questioning it. Just double checking, you really want to see this. All right, well, hang on, let me just... Yeah, my clothes are shifter-proof, but my belt isn't. Hang on. All right. Whew. All right, before I do this shit, my body is gonna get bigger, and then things are gonna start twisting and breaking. It's gonna happen quickly, but I just need you to be prepared if you see that. I mean, most of my clothes will cover it, and once I'm shifted, it'll be a little band around my back paw, but I'm just warning you. And you still look way too eager. Okay. I'm gonna hope this isn't a thing for you. Alright. Once I'm shifted, I won't be able to actually talk to you, so I'm only gonna shift for a little while, alright? Alright. First shift. Here we go. You should back up. Two more steps. Yeah, that'll do. Alright, note to self, fix the seam on the pant waistband. That wasn't clean. Oh shit. Okay. Alright. Head bowed. Should I pin the ears down? No. Ears down is more aggressive. Keep them up. Okay. Fuck. Okay, this is me. And they look. Wow. Don't think anyone's ever looked at me like that. Oh, fuck, they do have a thing for this, don't they? Alright, I guess I asked for it. Right. Oh, and what are you doing? Okay, okay, head pats are okay. Oh, thank you for being crazy. I don't think I could handle you being scared. Oh, okay, that's pretty nice, but a little weird. Don't do that. Oh, fucking petting zoo, you weirdo. Okay. Walking around me now. That's fine, I guess. Gotta stand up straight. Come on, inspection. Don't touch my tail. No, you're laughing. Fuck you. All right, that's enough. And we're going back. Seriously, tail grab? That's the first thing you do. Come on, your little circle inspection. What'd you think? All right, not bad. Well, since you didn't run away screaming like I expected you to, I guess I could shift again, eventually. But, not right now. I'm fucking hungry, so, wallet. Thank you. Perfect. All right, gift card acquired. What do you want? Yeah, dipshit, I'm paying. What do you want? Because I'm your friend, but if you make me fucking wait for food any longer, I'm not gonna be. So what do you want to order? All right, was that so hard? Great. All right, I'll call it in. You pick another movie and make sure it's actually good this time. Got it? Oh, no. You've already got an idea, don't you? Oh, yep. I'm fucked.